Zechariah's opening address. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of the Lord unto Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, the prophet, saying, Jehovah hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Return unto me, saith Jehovah of hosts, and I will return unto you, saith Jehovah of hosts. Zechariah 1, verses 1 through 3, Revised Version. The prophet introduces us to himself. He informs us of his name and his lineage, which is not accidental, we assure you. These names and their meanings tell us of the very essence of his writings. Zechariah also declares the exact date upon which he began to prophesy. It is recorded, hence emphatically forecasts the very day when these prophecies will begin to be fulfilled in the end time. These dates have prophetic value in their reverse order, even as those of Ezekiel, which we have noted in our exposition of his prophecies. See our study book on Ezekiel. Darius was the first king to reign over Jerusalem after the Babylonian captivity of the Jews was ended. He was co-regent with Cyrus on the Medo-Persian throne. We may look at him as a representative character. Much of that time, as well as the people, are figurative of last-day folk and findings. He portrays Christ as King of the Jews. The 7 years of undoubted marvels, the greatest week of years the world has ever witnessed, Daniel 9:27, is the fulfillment of Zechariah's visions and prophecies. Christ will be taking to himself the reins of government. He must get all the lines in place before he will be able to say, Get up! To his steeds of conquest. The eighth month, Bul, of the Jewish year, of the second year of Darius, answers in the fulfillment to November 1934, the second of the 7 years of that week of emphasized prophecy. We will have the proof of this statement as we proceed with the exposition. Divine chastisement spent. The Lord hath been sore displeased with your fathers. Zechariah 1, verse 2. The prophet begins his message to the Jews abruptly. His words were startling. They were intended to arouse their interest and awaken them to a sense of the guilt of their fathers. The fact of the Lord's displeasure was apparent. It was the cause of the captivity. The proof was manifest also in the desolate land to which they had returned. But though the Lord had been angry, his wrath was now turned away. He was ready to bless and restore to them all his favor if they would return to him with their whole heart. The prophet encourages them in the name of the Lord of hosts. Therefore say thou unto them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 1, verse 3. The threefold repetition of the great name of the Lord of hosts is not without significance. It has its hint of the three persons of the Godhead, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of their fathers, whose gifts and callings are without repentance. Each time the name is in another connection. The Lord says they are to return unto the Lord, and the Lord will return unto them. This revelation of God was often given to his people. Undoubtedly, it refers to the revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to the nation Israel. They had rejected him in their attitude to the pre-exile prophet's words, especially Jeremiah, and had been punished for it, as the returned remnant would understand. The captivity in Babylon was now over, and Jehovah was inviting his people back to their land and his favor. But to us these words mean much more, and to the awakened remnant of the Jews who will later be on the scene, they will have even a greater significance. They will remind them of the attitude of their fathers to the revelation of Jehovah in the person of Christ, for which they were cast away from their land and his favor. The remnant must repent of their attitude and unbelief and return unto him. The fathers who rejected the Lord have passed on, and even the prophets have gone the way of all flesh. But Jehovah still lives, and his words too abide and are witness against the people. Zechariah's first message encouraged the remnant to draw near to Jehovah. They again began to build the temple, and the work was speeded up through his prophecies and those of Haggai. The temple was finished in short order, Ezra 6, verse 15. Likewise will it be so in the latter day. The remnant will read the prophetic books, and their faith and courage will be stimulated and strengthened. They will perceive God's wondrous ways with them. His grace will be manifest and move them as the law was never able to do. They will be overcome with His grace when they understand that He has returned to them with mercies. They will arise and build the temple of the Lord with joy. Their whole life will be dedicated to the service of the Lord. It will not be a half-hearted surrender to Jehovah's rule, but on the contrary, their consecration will be entire and complete. Jehovah will relent and they will repent. Amen. May it come soon. Two chief divisions. Division 1, 8 visions of the night, Zechariah chapters 1 through 6. Division 2, predictions of the day, Zechariah chapter 7 through 14. He will come. He has said He will come, and I know that He cometh. No power can make Him His purpose forget. As sure as the dawning is the word He has spoken, His schedule runs true, and the time is all set. His promise has never been forfeited yet. He has said He will come, and I know that He cometh, as sure as the print of the nails in His hands. So surely He'll come for His saints who are waiting and take them away to the heavenly strand. On this sure word of promise, we've taken our stand. He has said He will come, and I know that He cometh. It may be at midnight, at morn or noon. Down from the archives of heaven come ringing these words of good cheer. I am coming right soon. And away we shall fly on long honeymoon.